Good evening.
Good evening, Malcolm.
Good evening, Malcolm. So I'm going to start our normal process, and hopefully there'll be others on by before we get into the meat of the class. So please join me and say, it's okay if you want to mute like normal. Please join me in saying the out of the car. And the Gedula Chimincha Tatir Sera Alephekimo Yutat Sadi. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu taharenu no ra kufreshayim sentet nun. The letters of the month of Adar, the gimel that created the planet Jupiter, the planet Tzedek, and the kuf that created the constellation Dagim, the fishes, the astrological sign of Pisces. Na gibor dor shehud cha kibba sham rei lindadali yutkat shin barhem tacharem Rakame sit kaka Dami Dam Lem Etet Reish Saritat Gimel Chasin Kadosh Zero Tuha Nael Adata Et Kufet Tet Nunayim Yachid Gea Lamcha Pene Zokwe Kidu Kata Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot In Kufar Shaviyutta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We're now going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. And we will do so utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Elohei Wahei, Adonai Elohei Wahei, El Rahum V'chanun, Erech Apayim V'rav Chesed V'emet, Nose chesed la'alabim, Nose awon wa'pesha, V'chata'av v'nakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a pasuk from the Sulam commentary on from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, or from Parasha Yitro, and it is Pasuk 29, and I will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bithilu Urchimu Chilu Chilu Urchimu V'yata L'shem Yehudei B'valve V'yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Lehino Amadonai Elohinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Kananehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Leka Amatar Tane Nan Detudcha Purichu Koma Diaved Leila Witata Kola Ihu Kishot Yovada Dikshot Belay lach mila bialma divay barnash. Vedach yaleya mineya ulan haga. Beya tulana dehakumu ovada. Bikshot inun wikola isterich. Bialma. We're now going to connect to the energy of this current year, 5778. As soon as my scrolling mechanism works again, there it is. So the energy of 5778 is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we read is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 8. No, I was right the first time. It's verse 6. And we're now going to study it by that verse by reading it. Vayishkav Amnon v'yitchal v'yavo Hamelech liroto v'yomer Amnon El Hamelech tavo nab tamar achoti Ud labev le'ene shete levivot v'evre Mi'ada. The second verse that connects to this energy is from Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Chet. The letters of the name are separated by three letters each. Chatati Odiacha Wawoni Lokisiti Amarti Odeh Ale Peshai Ladonai Ohe Wahe Weata Nasata Awom Chatati Sela. The year 5777 has the energy of the goat. It's also the energy of a wake-up call. There are again two verses in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The first that we read and study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod tzaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create tzatz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. And if we take the final letters of these words, we are able to permute Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy of the goat The verse is from Joshua, it's chapter 23, it's verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kiim ba'adonar Elohechem tadibaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 known as the Year of the Pause, which was a breathing space between 2 years that had great difficulty for many people. Again, there are two verses that connect to this energy. The first is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. I should say the first that we study. Racha kohanim ha'yulinat v'lo yaklu l'ha'avshi et kol ha'olot v'yehaskum acheichem ha'levim ad kilo tam lacha v'yad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav lehit kadesh me ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute them into 8 names of God. Here are those names. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wawawa Yola Yo Walame Hey Re-ka-ka. The second verse that connects to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bihu Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Sur Olami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is from Job. It's chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tisheni meni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyim asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem elai el nahum v'halati yitchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'hipasti oto v'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayov. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom lamil Yisrael undati vishakan tata v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla l'anoto kasher b'rishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God, and we do this due to the time considerations for the Zohar class today.
Yes.
We're going to just scan the rows. And if we will scan those rows, I will mention the row number so that we all stay in unity.
Oh.
Row 1. Row 2. Row 3, row 4, row 5, row 6, row 7, row 8, and row 9. 72 names from the Tzaddikim, we will connect to in the same manner. Row 1, row 2, row 3, row 4, row 5, row 6, row 7, row 8, row 9. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 20th of Adar, Rabbi Elimelech of Lizanch, he's the author of Noam Elimelech. He is a famous student. He's the third generation of the Hasidic movement. The Baal Shem Tov was the first generation. The Magid de Mezrich was the second generation, and in the third generation, there were a number of different courts that formed, and Rabbi Elimelech was one of those. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, he was rabbi of Kovno. Rabbi Itzele Ponevesher, Rabbi Moshe Shmuel Glasner, Rabbi Shlomo Yosef Zevin, Rabbi Yitzchak Horowitz of Stetchen, the Tacher Rabbi of London, Mr. Avraham Dov Cohen, Rabbi Doniel Shur, and the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach we say in a whisper. Tonight's class is our Zohar class. It's a continuation from last night's class. So you can find it on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. When you open up that page, which has all of the parashiyot, all the parashas on it, scroll down to the parasha of Vayechel. When you open up that landing page, scroll to class 5A, and that's where we will start with verse 56, I believe it is. The cool who a love saw keen the course yayo. Kid di shale la ala la 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 it habira. The vala begin limeb helve. Kola had begin to ishtakach. Ima b'ikara ila'a k'dein yativ malka ila'a al korsayayo k'disha b'it chabira ita b'vala l'mechevei kola chadukdein ihu Ked vavta dekola. The translation, and all of them ascend to the holy throne, which is Malchut, to lift her up to be united with her husband, Zeranpin, so that all become one, and that he be with her in high glory. Then the supreme king sits on the holy throne, and wife is united with her husband. Malchut was Zeranpin, so that everything would be one. Then everyone rejoices. My commentary, this verse is clear as it is written. Pasuk 57. Tachatzi Hakah Shari Shari Lumene Zahav Kad Meta Bekesef Levatar Begin Dehai Hashbona Mitata Aval Kadate Lemein Lein Mahush Bada Dear Tita Dilela Shari Lemein Mimina Bekad Meta Uvatar Min Shemala Minalan Ditiv Lib Hakesef Vili Haschav Kesef Bekyad Meta Uvatar Hazahav Uvirtika Diltata Sharum Asmala Uvatar Mimina Ditil Zahav Bekesef Unchoshet Zahav Zahav Bekei Beta Uvatar Kesef. The translation. Scrolling problem again. Come and see. Here the count starts with gold and then silver, because that reckoning is from below upward for Giburah, that is gold, preceding the silver that is Chesed. But when counting the reckoning of the supernal chariot, the counting starts from the right side first, which is silver, and then left, which is gold. Where do we derive this? It is written, the silver is mine, and the gold is mine. First silver, and then gold, because it relates to the higher, with the lower chariot, which is Malchut, it starts with the left. And then the right, as it is written, gold and silver and brass. First gold and then silver. My commentary. This pasuk is also clear as it is written. Pasuk 58. V'kali nun ratikin ikrun nada. Nadev, Nadav, Lev, Kol Yachlela, Kol Shear Ratikin, Lev, My Lev, Hainu Razadik, Dik, Tiv, Vetov Lev, Mishte, Tamid, Vedaihu Mirba, The Kola Veda Kursayayo Kadisha Vialda Ikron Lev Kol Nadiv Lev Kimadi Okina Diarba Mashiryan Ilen Kilala Dekuru Ikron Diraza Chadan Nadiv Lev Terumat Hashem Dakur Seyayo Kadisha Ugin Deirimu Lala Ela Besokin Lala Ela Ikre Terumat Hashem. The translation. And all these chariots are called whoever, literally all who, is of a willing heart. All in the verse All who is of a willing heart includes all the other chariots, which are 12. What is heart? It is the secret of the verse. But he that is of a merry heart has a continual feast, which refers to the heart of all, and is the holy throne, Malchut. Therefore they are called heart. All who are of a willing heart is as we stated, that the four legions include everything, for each consists of three, and together they are 12. And all are named after the meaning of all who are, is a willing heart. A heave offering to Hashem is the holy throne. And since they heaved it up and raised it to Zeranpin, it is called an offering to Hashem. My commentary. This verse, this pasuk, is relating various code words. Pasuk 59. Yehuda kad chama yeheskel razad chayot yehawo salkin lachama mahu. Begin dihi salka legea be malka ila vignizu beat me ra bikiria ila. The translation. For that reason, when Ezekiel saw the secret of the living creatures that were raising Malchut to union, he did not see what they were raising. That is Malchut that is riding upon them, because she went to the highest king, Zeranpin, hidden and secretly within the supreme glory. My commentary. As the unity between Zeranpin and Malchut manifests, it is necessary for the female to be concealed. This is a spiritual law, and the reason behind the halakha that marital intimacy be done in the dark and under covers. Pasuk 60. V'kal chacham lev chacham ilein inun shetin Mekorin dishkaya alma uman hon itshake yavo amay yavo elad yechun lamin tchat meim gnaza dechaim yavo Vatar Vayasu Madakud Shabarifu Pakid Londe Ahana Allah. The translation. And every wise hearted man among you refers to the 60 sources. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Chod, and Yesod within Zeranpin, each of which contain 10, that water the world, which is Malchut, from them it is watered, shall come. Why is it written? And he answers, for they shall come to receive from the treasury of life, which is Bina. Afterwards, they will do what the Holy One, blessed be He, which is Bina, commands them to cause enjoyment to the world. My commentary. This pasuk teaches a strong hint to the reality that when Malchut rises to Zeranpin, the unity also must rise to Bina. Bina is the source of all enjoyment in the physical world and in all worlds. Pasuk 61. Kahu ma'itchem teruma la'ashem Rabbi Yehuda patachalo paros la'rav la'achmecha v'gomer tachati zaka'a ulakiya devar nashkad maskena Ira ya lagabeya dehahu miskena dorona dekucha perihu havi tishadir leya nandim kabel leya lehahu dorona Satvasai sever andim zaka'ahulakeya. The translation. Take from among you an offering to Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda opened the discussion with the verse, is it not to share your bread with the hungry? Come and see, blessed is a man's portion when a poor man approaches him. Since he is a poor man, he is a gift that the Holy One, blessed be he, sent this man. Blessed is the portion of he who welcomes this gift cordially. My commentary. When one knows the law of the Ani, the law of the poor person, because Ani, when spelled with an ayin, means a poor person, this pasuk becomes clear. Learning the law of the poor person, we recommend you study our class on tzedakah. Class 62. Tachatzi mandechayes. Lemaskina leati leya nifshea kuchabrihu salik aleya kailuhu bara lenafshea viad Avraham dehawa tais lekol bene alma salik. Aleya kudshabrihu keiluhu piralom dikti v'et ha-nefesh asher asu b'charem. The translation. And see, whoever pities the poor man and refreshes him, the Holy One, blessed be he, honors him as if he created him. This is why Abraham, who pitied all the inhabitants of the world, the Holy One, blessed be he, treated him as if he created them. Such is the meaning of the verse and all the souls that they had acquired in Haran. My commentary is that the verse is clear as written. Pasuk 63. Ya'agid ha'ukmina halo klaros my paros l'ma'apras le'yam ma'apan dina ha'ma uzona. Lemi kol damar halo paros gada'a pares parisat v'gomer divei lemi fras par yasim dinachama kameya begin dila Rachiv v'yapros kameya be'ena saba rachmech lachem lachiti v'la lachmecha ahudilach mimamonecha Velad digzilu, velad yasha, velad digniva, de ihati vav zefuta, uela vavilea, yate liad kira, sovo bege gavna, dakahuma ichem. Teruma, Vyarama, Mima Dilfon, Vila Meausek, Vila Migezem Zel, Vila Migmava, Vahaus Buha. The translation. Although we talked about the verse, Is it not to share? The Hebrew word is parot. Yet what does it mean? It means to spread over a tablecloth, bread and food to eat. There is another interpretation for this verse. The word paros also means to break, and so pieces of bread should be broken before him, that he would not feel ashamed. And one should break it before him generously. The word your bread is used and not just bread. For your bread teaches us that the bread should be yours from your own money and not by theft or oppression or robbery. Otherwise, it is no merit. On the contrary, woe to him when his sin is brought up. Similarly, take from among you an offering means to take and give from your own, not from theft, plunder, or robbery, as was already explained. My commentary is the verse is clear as written. Verse 64. Rabbi Chiyayo, the Ribitak. The ribi yosei, awo azle biarcha, ad dehawo azle, pagabahu rabi amba, hamar rabi ti ayo vadai, shakinta chachadan, kadmata legabaihu, amar rabi abba, Min hayom asher hotzeiti et ami et Yisrael min Yitzrayim lo becharti ba'ir mikol shivte v'lav seifeya resheya diktiv Lo ha bacherti peir v'echar b'David mai ha'im hai v'echar b'Yerushalem mi'ba'eleya. The translation. Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yitzhak, and Rabbi Yossi were walking on the way. While they were walking, they were met by Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Chiya said, "Assuredly, the Shekhinah is with us." When he reached them, Rabbi Abba said, "It is written, since the day that I brought forth my people Israel out of Egypt, I choose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build a house, that my name might be there. But I chose David." There is a contradiction between the beginning and end of the verse, for it is written, "I chose no city, I chose David." They did not agree with each other, for it should have been said, I chose Jerusalem. My commentary. The word for city is Ayin Yud Resh. The gematria is 280. The number 280 is associated with the final days, since the final letters have the same gematria. 280 also is the energy of complete power. David is gematria 14, a number associated with manifestation. The verse is a promise to manifest the power of Hashem in the end of days. Pasuk 65. Ela ka kutabinku ibru ta kameya lamivne karta istakal bakid meta. Behahu Resha Dinahig Ima Dikirta Uvatar Bene Karota Deaite Leama Beyahahidiktiv Lo Necharti Beir Ad Istaklana David Iraya Ihustava Tav Leya Tav Limata Tav Le Ama Le Iraya Ihu Bisha Vavileya Vavilimata Vavi Le Ama Vehashta Astakal Kuchabarihu Bialma Vesalik Biruteya Vemivne Leya Yokim Veresha Ledavid Hahidiktiv Bielkar The David of the translation. When he is the Holy One, blessed be he, to build a city, he looks first at the leader who heads the people of the city, and then builds the city, and brings the people hither. This is to say, I chose no city until I saw that David will be a good shepherd for Israel. For the city and its citizens all depend on the shepherd, the leader of the city. If the shepherd is good, then it is well for him, well for the city, well for the people. But if the shepherd is bad, woe to him, woe to the city, woe to the people. And now the Holy One, blessed be, looked at this world, and it occurred to him to build it, he first raised David. This was said in, and I chose David, my servant. My commentary. When pondered, this verse will become clear to the students of Kabbalah. 66th verse. Milta chata shemana patach ve'amar Ashre sha'el Yaakov Be'ezro sha'sivro Al Hashem Elohav Lekiel Yaakov El Abraham Bela al Yitzhak Aela El Yaakov, Begindi Ava Yaakov, La Itrachit, the Avohi Vela, the Imea, Kadaroch, Kamei Ihu, Ve'azil yachidi Bilama mona tada'a ki b'makila Avrati et hayaraden hazeh Prihu itrachit Ve'abaku chabrihu Tiktivim yihye Elohim Aimadi Ushmarayanai Vigomer Vikola Shail Vikamea Dekucha Barichu Vyachav Leia. The translation? I heard a new idea. He opened the discussion and said, happy is he who has the El of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in Hashem, his Elohim. He asked, why say El of Jacob and not El of Abraham or El of Yitzhak? And he answers, because Jacob did not put his trust in his father nor his mother when he fled his brother and walked alone without money, as was written, for with my staff I passed over this Jordan. And he put his trust in the Holy One, blessed be he, as it is written, if Elohim will be with me and will keep me, and everything he asked for from the Holy One, blessed be he, was given him. My commentary. This pasuk is teaching that we must never put our trust in human beings, even our parents. We must trust only Hashem, and that is the first step towards Hashem by requesting help from other human beings, and never with the consciousness that they will help. Help only comes from Hashem.
Amen.
Pasuk. Is there a question? Pasuk 67. Shivro Hashem Elohav Shivro Vila Martik Vato Vila Bitchono Ela Shivro Al Takre Shivro Ela Shivro Denisha Behuli tzadikayayo, betavra garmeyahu, uitzbera taviru, al taviru v'kola, al Hashem Elohav, kada'aki alecha, or kyanu kohayom. Ki alecha nasanu cherpa. Translation. Whose hope, the Hebrew word is sibro, is in Hashem, his Elohim. He asked, it is written his hope, not his faith, nor his trust. And he answers, do not pronounce it sibro with the letter sin, but Shivro with the letter Shin, which implies breaking. For the righteous are content to break themselves and to be broken to pieces, and all for the sake of Hashem, his Elohim. As much was written, but for your sake are we killed all the day long, and because for your sake we have borne insult. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written. It's helpful to know the idea of why tzaddikim have chaos in their life. Then it makes this verse a little easier to comprehend without contemplating it. Verse 68. Kegavna de Yaakov, de Tiva Yar Yaakov, Ki Yeshaket Shever, the Mitzrayim de Hataviru, de Galuta Chama, de Hawalea, the Mitzrayim, the Sheve Tukpea, the Kuchabarifu, Uno, de Yaakov, Sablu Taviru, the Galuta Vila Ishtanu, the Gorazadim Hemnuta, the Abra Avchat Nho, Ushma de Kucha Barihu, Awa the Galuta Ragila Bafumaihu. The translation. The same happened to Jacob, as is written. Now when Jacob saw that there was corn, the Hebrew word is shever, which also means trouble in Egypt. For Jacob saw the calamity of exile awaiting him in Egypt, and put his trust in the Holy One, blessed be he. And the children of Jacob also suffered the trouble of exile. Yet they did not waver from the faith of their fathers. And the name of the Holy One, blessed be he, was constantly on their lips. Again, the verse is, the pasuk is clear as written. Pasuk 69. V'yad ketiv b'moshe v'yamru li mashem shemo ma'ah v'gin dehawo yadei le'yad v'lanshu le'yad le'almin v'savlu t'viru t'galuta al kutsha barichu Ugin kach zakal pur kanein Unisin ulat svan sagin. The translation. That is why it is written about Moses, and they shall say to me, what is his name? For the last letters of the words of the verse form Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, a name that was constantly on their lips. Since they have known it, they never forgot it, and suffered the trouble of exile for the sake of the Holy One, blessed be he. Therefore, they merited many miracles and signs. Again, this pasuk is written clear as, well, it's clear as it is written. Pasuk 70. V'atun kadishin ilai ali yunin desalin taviru degufa matar leatar al kuchabrihu a'akawa desakain atun lemebad Lechuni sin ufur kanem min betis kun lechaye alma diate azmu kulu kichada. The translation. And you lofty saints who suffer the breaking of the body and wandering from place to place, for the sake of the Holy One, blessed be he, you are doubly worthy of miracles and redemption and deserve life in the world that is coming. They walked together. My commentary. This is clear as written, yet why does it need to be said in this location, in this place, in this section? Pasuk 71. Patach v'yamar kahu me'ichem teru mal Hashem kol nediv lavu livo yivi ayha v'gomer tachatei b'shata dibar nashvei reutaya Lagi be pulchana de marea ahu reuta salik bekad meta aliba leihu kiuma leyusoda de kol dufa bevatar salik ahu. Bar nashi hu hulaka, tiku cha barihu, ave hahidikiv kahu, meatchem teruma, meitchem hala am shakuta, liki akibalua kabala, Alai huku hahiyo teruma lemehebe hulaka le'ashem. The translation. He opened and said, take from among you an offering to Hashem. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it. Come and see. When a man wills himself to worship his master, the will first reaches the heart, which is the basis and foundation of the entire body. Then that good will is diffused in all the members of the body. And the will of the members of the body and the will of the heart combine and draw to themselves the splendor of the Shekhinah. The splendor of the Shekhinah to rest on them. Take from among you an offering that is drawing to receive upon you that offering, which is the Shekhinah, so that this man would be a portion to Hashem. My commentary. This pasuk is teaching the process of becoming the hands of Hashem. This means how one decides to bring opportunities to others by acting according to the plan of creation. Pasuk 72. Ve'ite maladilau birshute adibarnash kayama mila. Tachati makitiv kol bediv libo yuvi echa etrumat Hashem kol nediv labo libo vaday mandi tre lebei yamshich lea leshach kinta Legabeya tahidiktiv yavieha aagidehi de istalkuta beila yavieha maaha atara ila aliam shakad gaira ama. The translation. And if you say that this is beyond man's power, come and see what is written. Whoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it, or her, an offering of Hashem. Whoever is of a willing heart assuredly refers to he whose heart is willing to draw the Shekhinah to himself. This is the meaning of bring her. For though she is highly elevated, he will bring her. He will draw her to reside with him. My commentary. Again, the Pasuk is clear as written. Pasuk 73. Vekate taite le'ashra'ah ame'akama birkan u'kima u'tra Tache ime hahi diktiv Zaha v'keseh v'nechoshet La yechsar le'yakol atzra D'alma dalishar b'nei alma aval yitun Kadishin Al yunain kehu me'atchem teruma la'ashem amar rabi chayayo man dishrei v'yar mahu yarim. The translation. And when she comes to reside with him, how many blessings and how much wealth does she bring with her? That is gold and silver and brass. He would not need any of the wealth of the world, which is for other people. But you exiled the saints. Take from among you an offering to Hashem, meaning that they will give new interpretations of the Torah to raise the Shekhinah. Rabbi Shia said, whoever started to raise her, let him continue. My commentary, this is a transition pasuk, moving to the new section. This section is now complete. Does anyone have any questions?
I do. I don't know if this is just Kabbalah or I haven't, because I'm not married anymore. No, is that a commandment with the intimacy of a couple that when they're being intimate, a married couple, that they have to, it has to be in the dark and under the cover? Is that what you said?
You broke up. Say it again, Paula.
I said, is that Kabbalah, or is it just, you know, that, because I'm not married anymore, so is it just a Kabbalah commandment that in order for a couple to be intimate, it has to be in the dark and undercover?
That's correct. That's the halakha for all of the Jewish Orthodoxy.
For Jewish Orthodoxy as well?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Learn something new all the time. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? So tomorrow at 4:30 West Coast times, we will have our deeper Zohar class, continuing the study of the Parasha of Noach. And at 7:00, we will have questions and answers. Hopefully, you'll bring questions to us. I bid you all shalom and have a beautiful evening. Shalom.
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 Shalom, shalom to all.
Thank you. Good night.
Be well.
Shalom.
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 Shalom. Shalom.